And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 25th of June, 2016. It was on this day, 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea, beginning the Korean War. Most of the actual combat occurred in the first year of the war. Dwight D. Eisenhower ran for president, 1952, promising to end the war, and when he was elected, that's what he did. It was the first war the United States had concluded without success. There were no celebrations when it ended. More than 3 million people lost their lives. Many years later, an American veteran named Harold Richards wrote, "I was not brave, nor was I a hero in any way. I was just as scared as anyone else under fire. I took part in 5 major battles and 2 invasions. I suffered the cold of North Korea, along with every GI during the Northern Campaign. There were so many unsung heroes of that war. Only men who were there could understand." Today's the birthday of George Orwell, born Eric Arthur Blair, 1903, in Motihari, British India. He became a policeman in Burma, contracted dengue fever, came to England to recuperate, and there decided to become a writer. He wanted to write about poverty. He began dressing as a tramp, living among the destitute, wrote essays that became his book Down and Out in Paris and London, joined the Spanish Civil War, got shot in the throat by a sniper. In the early 1940s, began work on a novel about a group of farm animals who decide to revolt against their tyrannical owner. Animal Farm was the title of it. And then came the novel 1984, published in 1949, about a man losing his identity while living under a repressive regime. It's the birthday of the children's author and illustrator Eric Carle, born in Syracuse, New York, 1929, author of The Very Hungry Caterpillar. And it was on this day in 1942, Dwight D. Eisenhower became the commander of the U.S. troops in Europe. He'd been in the Army for more than 20 years. He'd never seen combat. All he'd ever done was train soldiers. He'd go on to become supreme commander of the Allied armies in Europe, and he helped plan D-Day. Here's a poem for today by Alan Bass, "The World Has Need of You," with a quotation from Rilke, "Everything here seems to need us." I can hardly imagine it as I walk to the lighthouse, feeling the ancient prayer of my arms swinging in counterpoint to my feet. Here I am, suspended between the sidewalk and twilight, the sky dimming so fast it seems alive. What if you felt the invisible tug between you and everything? A boy on a bicycle rides by, his white shirt open, flaring behind him like wings. It's a hard time to be human. We know too much and too little. Does the breeze need us, the cliffs, the gulls? If you've managed to do one good thing, the ocean doesn't care. But when Newton's apple fell toward the earth, the earth, ever so slightly, fell toward the apple. A poem by Alan Bass, "The World Has Need of You," from her collection Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.